Half-hearted devotion is better than no devotion at all. I have been working so hard to remove my past from my present. My God obedience is my most powerful protection. To please God is not an impossible task. Just try. You are bound to succeed. May my gratitude heart river flow lovingly and self-givingly. Service is the secret of true happiness. At long last, I am seeing the decline of my doubting mind. It is so difficult for joy to visit our doubting mind. A beautiful smile is a soulful flower in my heart garden. I shall forever remain a pilgrim on the self-transcendence road. My expectation mind wall must collapse. I imagine God's smile before I undertake anything. This gives me enormous energy. Criticism is our immediate aspiration loss. I always try to see God in my heart mirror. Do not renounce the world. Do not be indifferent to the world. Just be inseparably one with the heart of the world. Each God-loving thought gives additional strength to our spiritual life. When heart power controls and guides money power, it immediately increases. Despair must not be allowed to sink my heart boat. Intensity increases the beauty of our dreams and the fragrance of our reality. Aspiration awakens me. Dedication gladdens me. I am praying to God to awaken my sleeping heart. If we can raise our attitude towards others, then God will help us rise to a very high altitude. Indomitable are the flames of my heart. God wants my devotion heart to follow him wherever he goes. Our devotion heart's surrender life always has free access to God's will. God wants my devotion heart tears to pierce the veil of ignorance night. The mind boat is so restless that it never arrives at the shore. My Lord is asking me to cry and fly and fly and cry inside His vision eye. Only a God-intoxicated soul can help humanity fly. When we pray and meditate, our inner heart grows younger and stronger day by day. Each man is a long-forgotten God-fulfillment promise. It pains God when we hesitate to claim God as our own, very own. Each seeker has to develop a quenchless thirst for world harmony and peace. We are all protected by God's compassion smiles. When I'm in my mind, I hear this message: darker days are fast approaching. When I'm in my heart, I hear this message: brighter than the brightest days are fast approaching. A surrender life is indeed a true operator for God. Only one thing is saving us: God's patience seeing. I want my past to be a ship already sunk. When I stop praying and meditating, my life becomes a bottomless depression sea. All worldly desires must be shunned. The sooner the better. God servers derive very special blessings from the depths of God's heart. This world of ours is full of fear and greed. If you just love and serve God, then God will take care of your nature's transformation. I am determined to reach the highest height of my soul's delight. I am a chosen instrument of God. I must unite the sorrows of this world with the joys of heaven. I pray to you, O Lord, to be the master of my insignificant life. My Lord can make world harmony, world peace, and world oneness seed grow in any soil. I must join my heart in singing God's glories sleeplessly. O seeker, do not idle away your precious time on the shores of ignorance sea. I keep my aspiration eye on my ever-transcending goal. I must not allow my purity heart to starve at any time. O seeker, make it a point to walk only along the purity road. Our obedience to God's will is our only freedom light from ignorance night. From above, compassion I reigns. Success, progress, harvest, we collect below. I cling and cling to my Lord's compassion heart tree. A heart of sympathy is a life of happiness indeed. Obedience has to be sleeplessly constant and not occasional. The disobedience pride of the mind has to be totally shamed. God wants to possess firmly, proudly, and permanently my heart tears. The moment God created us, he stamped his love, affection, and compassion on our hearts. I must at once begin my meditation journey towards the ever-transcending beyond. The heart pleads with the mind, with no satisfactory result. My own mind is so cruel to me, it destroys the garland of my heart tears. We must continue praying to God. God's nearness heart is bound to bless us. My life's gratitude heart flowers I must increase every day, every hour, and every minute. My Lord, you live for me. When will I live for you? When? I want my master to be always proud of me, my heart, mind, vital, and physical existence. A good thought from the heart and heaven are inseparable. A bad thought from the mind and hell are inseparable. My love of God has to be extremely sincere and pure so that nobody can steal it away. The time has come for me to force my head to be at the feet of my Lord Supreme. If God really loves me, then he will use his divine force when necessity demands. In silence, I become my heart's aspiration hunger. In silence, God comes to me with his compassion-flooded meal. My Lord, I have failed you many times. This time I must succeed in pleasing you in your own way. If we repeat God's name ceaselessly, then we can easily get through all the difficulties of the day. I do not accept or reject life's challenges. I just place them at the feet of my beloved Lord Supreme. I must have implicit faith in my guardian angel. Then only my lifeboat will arrive at the golden shore of the beyond. Alas, will I ever be able to enjoy the unbroken silence of my soul? The morning stars without fail invite me to sing with them. I immediately join them. My sound mind teaches me how to become great. My silent heart teaches me how to become good and perfect. The reasoning mind is so powerful that God Himself does not want to be involved in transforming the reasoning mind. My constant God dependence is a most compassionate act of my Lord Supreme. Each morning, from heaven, a special star descends to awaken my sleeping heart. God wants me to be proud of myself, for I am happily and unreservedly giving Him the chance to unfold my aspiration heart. My Lord, if I can be beside you even for a fleeting moment, I shall feel my earth arrival was meaningful. My Lord, do tell me, when will it be possible for me to love you more than my own heart breath? My heart flower blossoms only when my Lord steps in. My heart cries, and my life joins my heart to regain my highest height. O seeker, never hesitate for even a brief moment to ask God what He actually wants from you and your life. My Lord's forgiveness heart smile is strengthening my life to go beyond all my weaknesses. Alas, I do not obey God when He asks me to wait until my own turn comes to speak. Alas, countless times I have turned my back on God, and each and every time He has forgiven me. God's vision eye is protecting me, inspiring me, energizing me and uplifting me all the time. My aspiring heart has come down from God's smiling eye. My prayer life and my meditation heart are expediting the growth of my life's perfection tree. I am hoping for a miracle in my life. My Lord tells me that the miracle will definitely take place, but I shall have to wait for God's choice hour to arrive. There was a time when I had many authorities in my life, my mind, my vital, and my body. But now there is only one authority in my life, and that authority is my Lord, Beloved Supreme. May my world oneness heart remain open 24 hours a day. In this world turmoil, poise is a rare achievement. If I want to receive something very special, I must keep my receptivity heart door wide open. My Lord wants my heart to be in charge of my mind. The hour of God has arrived. I must make the right choice. God says to me, "My child, you can argue with my heart as many hours, as many days, as many years as you want to, but never argue with my third eye." One little act of disobedience can destroy all my divine qualities. I do not need any more a fact-hungry mind. I sleeplessly need a God-thirsty heart. I very carefully protect my good feelings towards humanity. I need a big push in my spiritual life to go back to my original height. If we accept spirituality, then we must practice it devotedly and seriously. Every day, God invites me to enjoy the ride on His Compassion Express. Do not make complaints against God. He is doing His very best. My Lord's memory is very short. He easily forgets all the wrong things that I do. My Lord's memory is very sharp. He never forgets all the good things that I have done for Him and for humanity. We do not have to kill ourselves to realize God. We just have to love Him more, infinitely more. I was born with a God-pleasing heart. My smiles and my tears most surprisingly shorten the distance to God. If I cannot find peace within myself, how can I offer even an iota of peace to humanity? We come to know God infinitely better when loving his heart and serving his life. God is here where I am. But my mind tells me that he is elsewhere. My devotion heart has a direct flight to God's highest kingdom. Without willingness and eagerness, spiritual progress can never be made. No matter what happens, I shall always remain inside my heart nest. Resistance exists because my God love is not strong. I would love to join the caravan of God devotees. What a relief. My life entirely belongs to God. My God devotion is intensifying my love of God. I am extremely eager to see my God love flames flying high, higher, highest. Each human being plays a special note in God's orchestra. The transformation of our consciousness shall take numberless years. Each time we come into the world, we play a significant role in God's cosmic drama. Although I am far, very far from my goal, when I think of my goal or imagine my goal, I get boundless joy. My outer purity mind strengthens my inner silence. I must not criticize God's creation, I must not, for the creation itself is the outer existence of my Lord Supreme. Nothing divine can permanently remain lost. When I love the world and serve the world most lovingly and most devotedly, God blesses my life with tremendous joy and pride. My acts of goodness, God will always reveal to the world at large. Ignorance is terribly afraid of my God-blossoming heart. God wants my heart to be his shining lamp and nothing else. When I live only for God, he allows me to sound his own victory trumpet. My mind pretends to be spiritual, which is an absurdity. To please God in his own way is man's birthright. Have patience. God will bless your soul, heart, mind, vital, and body unreservedly. God will fulfill my dreams if I really mean it when I tell him that I love him. God does not want the mind and the vital to challenge the authority of the heart. Be brave. God will help you stand firm against ignorance pressure. My heart deeply values my soul's God-loving whispers. Stand aloof from those who want to dominate the world. The divine in me gets a shocking experience from ungrateful humanity. May my heart and my mind enjoy the oneness heart of friendship. O my Lord, do speed up my heart's progress train. I must silence my mind's thunderstorms with my soul's light. If you want to serve God the creation, then take help from God the creator. I shall do only the right thing from now on and never do anything wrong. God is never a beggar. He just pretends to be. Why? He feels that by begging me, I shall become a good God seeker. The world of silence is beckoning me. I am all ready. I am all willing. I am all eager. Nothing is as precious to my Lord Supreme as my gratitude heart tears. We came into the world not to walk through the deserts of time, but to sail our lifeboat towards the golden shore of the beyond. As my heart climbs higher, the mountaintop appears lower and lower. I must take each devotion song as a soulful prayer of my heart. My Lord is breathing his breathless silence inside my heart. If the old thoughts are not thrown away, we cannot develop the most powerful will. My Lord, I do not want to leave you, even though I cannot have you. The journey is more thrilling than the goal itself. Unbelievable, but absolutely true. My capacity for loving the world must always remain most soulful and most powerful. Now that everything is hopeful, I must make the fastest progress. I must once again stand firmly on the solid ground of my inner faith. Like my heart, I also must live on an island of virtues. When we were young, we thought we were capacity incarnate, but now we know and feel the story is totally the reverse. I wonder if hell can torture me more than this earth planet. God does not want me to be excused from life, at least for now. An unblemished reputation is a very rare achievement. God has his fixed hour for us to depart. He does not provide us with an emergency exit. Our feeling of unworthiness tortures God most ruthlessly. I feel sorry for my Lord. He needs a respite from his unruly creation. To many, humanity's progress has come to a standstill. My prayer eyes every day play with the newborn eyes of the morning. There should be at least one individual to console poor Mother Earth and soothe her constant aches. For everything there is a simpler way. Therefore, I am sure God realization has a simpler way. Self-transcendence is a difficult task, but not impossible. I need a heart that can brave all problems. My Lord tells me to be a chooser and not to remain a beggar. To tell the truth, failure has illumined me more than success. My humility mind has taken me directly to God. Years of failure in the spiritual life have smashed humanity's pride. At the ultimate height, a new ascent begins. My Lord, your command is my life's only treasure. For years I have been longing to hear the mystic sound of God's voice. It seems that nothing else can quench my undying God thirst. Dive deep within. Answers are available there. No darkness can prevent me from passing through the gateway of light. God enters into my mind with his power tower. God enters into my heart with his peace sky. Dissatisfaction is reigning supreme here, there, and everywhere. Conscious attachment is indeed the folly of follies. I must carry my yesterday's aspiration cries into my today's dedication smile. Pride is the death of all my God-crying hopes. Everybody must try to take birth in God's heart country. I do not need prayer skill. What I need is only prayer thrill.